The Girl on the Train, Suicide Squad, Bridget Jones's Baby. These are the movies showing now at a theater near you. But throughout the month, a handful of theaters are taking one night each to screen a smaller budget film with much narrower appeal, starring Michael Madigan. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois, and I went to a screening last week at the Legacy Theater in Springfield. Let's get this right up front. First, the obvious. No, there's no breakout indie film star named Michael Madigan. This is a movie about the chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois, Madigan, the longest-serving House Speaker in the nation. He's been the Illinois House Speaker for more than three decades with a single two-year interruption. But Madigan himself had nothing to do with the movie. That's what you really need to know off the bat. The project was funded by the Illinois Policy Institute's advocacy wing, Illinois Policy Action. The Policy Institute describes itself as an independent organization generating public policy solutions aimed at promoting personal freedom and prosperity in Illinois. Others call it a right-wing think tank. Critics have been prone to use much harsher words. Whatever you think of the Policy Institute, this much has become clear. It and its advocacy arm have money to spend, or to burn, depending on your perspective, like on its new movie, Madigan: Power, Privilege, Politics. Illinois Policy Action is classified as a social welfare group, a variety of a nonprofit, which means two things. By law, it can't get involved in partisan politics, and by law, it doesn't have to disclose its funders. So there's no way to tell who's financing the organization, let alone the film. There's no way to tell how much making the movie cost. But it clearly wasn't cheap. Plus, like an infomercial or super long campaign ad, the group is paying to air the hour-long movie on TV stations throughout central and southern Illinois. The Federal Communications Commission doesn't have the details up, but that alone will cost tens of thousands of dollars. On top of that, an Austin-based creative agency specializing in innovative branded content campaigns was hired to actually make the movie. Though one of the Institute's own employees, Austin Berg, wrote it. The production values are high, the camera work and the editing are slick, and though the IPI calls it a documentary, it has also been described as political propaganda. Here's the trailer.
Mike Madigan is at the peak of power in the state of Illinois.
He can control whether you get your legislation passed or not.
There are those who wield disproportionate power that simply want to protect their power.
What we have in Illinois essentially is machine politics, and Michael Madigan is the king of that machine.
Do you think those leaders have too much power?
Illinois ranks second in the nation in convictions for public corruption.
If it isn't the most corrupt state in the United States, it's certainly one hell of a competitor.
Mike Madigan's dad and Mayor Richard J. Daley carved up political territory.
They established their little fiefdoms.
Your family gets a piece of this, his family gets a piece of that.
He is like a chess master, able to think three or four moves in advance.
The Attorney General of the state of Illinois is Lisa Madigan, who's the daughter of the Speaker of the House.
After 31 years, that web has spread very far.
This is high-power politics with tremendous economic ramifications.
This is uncharted territory. Truly, for any state in the union, never has gone a full year without a budget being passed.
The governor accuses Madigan of wanting a state government shutdown.
Any serious ethic laws will get crushed.
Pass something like this and call it reform is a sham!
Raised questions of political firing, paying hush money.
I mean, you don't cross this guy. You don't do it.
42 years, do you think you have another decade in you? That's just the beginning.
The film posits a narrative of Madigan as a shrewd, sinister political mastermind who decides the fate of dozens of politicians. Oddly, it even seems to pin the downfall of former Governor Rod Blagojevich on Madigan, never mind that Blagojevich is serving a 14-year prison sentence for criminal acts of his own. There's footage from press conferences and interviews Madigan's given throughout the years, clips of journalists on TV programs discussing the speaker. Photos of Madigan back when his hair was black instead of gray, from when he first became a state representative in 1970. Anecdotes about Madigan's oddities, like his habit of eating a sliced apple every afternoon. A portion of the film is devoted to raising questions about the ethics behind Madigan's other job as a property tax attorney. A sweeping graphic of Chicago highlights all of the properties Madigan's law firm has helped to get lower tax bills. Governor Bruce Rauner has accused Madigan of having a conflict of interest because his firm appeals Cook County property tax assessments. Madigan has said he follows a code of conduct and clients are never promised state benefits. Madigan foes get a lot of airtime in the movie, be they former Republican legislators or his failed primary opponent, consultant Jason Gonzalez. Also, State Representative Ken Duncan, a Democrat who fell from the good graces of many fellow party members after he sided with Governor Rauner on a key union vote. Duncan and a Madigan-backed candidate went head-to-head in an expensive March primary, and Duncan lost. It's not all negative. There's a sweet-seeming elderly woman from Madigan's Southside Chicago district who lavishes praise on Madigan as a caring family man and friendly neighbor. And Madigan is described as attentive, detail-oriented, thorough. Though the whiff of nepotism accusations are strong, Madigan's daughter, Attorney General Lisa Madigan, is praised by featured pundits as someone who'd make a wonderful governor of Illinois. For Christina Rasmussen, the president of Illinois Policy Action, that's proof the movie wasn't meant as a hit piece.
You know, when Madigan does the right thing at the State House, like passing criminal justice reform, we're the first to say great job, because again, it's about the policies. This is a documentary that takes an honest look at a fascinating man's life, right? Love him or hate him, he's got an interesting story to tell. And when we first thought of this idea, we thought, why hasn't someone done this already? I mean, he may be one of the most fascinating figures in state political history of all 50 states. This is a man worth learning more about, and that's exactly what we did. And I mean, the interviews we got, I mean, it's not just a bunch of Republicans sitting around talking about, grousing about Madigan. You have major Democratic figures in the state weighing in, giving their honest opinion, and I think they got the fair shot to say their point of view in this film.
Mind you, Illinois Policy Action needs to be careful. Remember, it can't get involved in partisan politics. There have been other controversies about the film. For example, Capital Facts blogger Rich Miller says he wasn't told the movie was affiliated with the Illinois Policy Institute. Your eyebrows may also raise when the screen is filled by a man whose face is obscured by shadows and whose voice is digitally manipulated. It's an actor hired to repeat portions of an interview with an evidently disenchanted member of Madigan's patronage army whose identity is concealed, the filmmakers say, for fear of retribution. That all heightens speculation of the organization's motives. Suspicion that was already high, given that Governor Rauner has painted Madigan as evil incarnate in Illinois. The Institute seems to march in lockstep with Rauner. Suspicion, or something like it, gave rise to this internet parody video the day the real movie premiered.
From the same people who brought you fake newspapers, fake radio networks, and fake policy institutes, comes the fake documentary Governor Rauner Fake says he didn't pay for.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here.
The gay community will stand up and cheer because this fake documentary is really a love story. Because Rauner wants to be this guy, and maybe this guy. Wait, holy crap, it's the same friggin' guy. This fake documentary also stars these creeps. There's disgraced speaker Lee Daniels, six-time felon Jason Gonzalez, and even this cutie has a cameo. You'll be thrilled to see Whispering Madigan. Then there's Deep in Thought Madigan. And don't forget Laughing His Pants Off Madigan. But this film is also a tragedy, because Rauner is so obsessed with Madigan that he can't do his job. And no amount of money from his years of corrupt insider deals can save him. He's paranoid about going to prison like all the Illinois governors before him. He doesn't want to be George Ryan, or does he? He could room with Blagojevich. Not even his media pals can help him now. At least they got some scratch.
I'm just sorry. I'm sorry it happened.
Oh, look, it's Laughing His Pants Off Madigan again. Don't miss the sausage party of the election season, even though it's totally fake. The IRS is coming for fake Illinois Policy Institute, so check out these little wieners while you can.
That's just the beginning.
Who is behind the fake Illinois Policy Institute video, Twitter, and email accounts is a mystery. It's clear someone, presumably Illinois Policy Action, didn't find it funny, though. It was immediately removed from both YouTube and Vimeo. For self-described political junkie Jeff Hutton, though, the Madigan movie, the real thing, got it right.
Well, I thought it was a pretty fair depiction of him. I mean, some of the stuff he's pulled is pretty shady, but by and large, it shows him as a You know, he's an old-style Democratic politician. He takes care of his people, and if he hoses everybody else, I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Hutton attended the movie premiere in Springfield. Like other moviegoers, he was offered popcorn in a black box made specially for the occasion, with a big yellow drawing of Madigan wearing a crown on the sides. Black t-shirts and cups with that image of King Madigan were available, too. And a giant-headed suit-wearing Madigan mascot walked around and posed for photos. Hutton's a retired state employee who says he spent about 35 years reviewing water documents and such for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency.
What did your were your thoughts on Speaker Madigan during your time at the state? Surely you'd heard of him. Not like
well,
some of those folks
well,
that
certainly.
Were.
Certainly. We were aware of Madigan, and we basically, I think the average state employee considers the politicians to be a bunch of weasels.
All of them? Or go ahead.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't... You know, they're taking care of themselves, and that's just how it operates.
Hutton says if the film was meant as anti-Madigan propaganda, the producers didn't do a very good job.
Because I thought it was, you know, pretty even-handed, really.
In what way?
They didn't show him to be a demon or anything. He's just, like I say, they show him as he's an old-style Chicago politician.
What was good about him, do you think, in that movie? What did you find that...
First off, his intelligence... He's obviously incredibly smart, and he takes care of his people. I mean, loyalty counts a lot in my world. I'm a Boy Scout leader. That's important. And, you know, the fact that he, you know, he's incredibly competent. I mean, whether you like him or don't like him, he's a sharp guy who does his job and knows how to do it.
What do you think about Governor Bruce Rauner?
I like Rauner. I would like to see the two of them sit down and you know, cut each other some slack. There are things I think that need to be done in the state. Tort reform is a big one. And, you know, I'd like to see them work together. I don't know if they're capable of doing that. I mean, the whole country is so polarized, not just in Illinois, but the whole country. I don't know if there's any meeting in the common ground anymore.
That polarization has been painfully obvious this election cycle. Yes, in the U.S. and in Illinois, where Rauner and his allies, including people and groups with ties to the Illinois Policy Institute, are spending record millions of dollars in an attempt to wrest Madigan's supermajority from him. Early voting was already ongoing in Illinois when the Illinois Policy Action movie premiered last week, and it'll continue as the group pays to show its movie on TV stations as the election nears. It'll be available online at some point, too, says Christina Rasmussen.
What is new? What is the prerogative of this?
Yeah, what's new about this is that it tells the whole story, right? It pieces together all of the different aspects of his rise to power and what he's used that for. So it gives people a global point of view that maybe folks didn't have before.
Whatever you think of how it turned out, that her organization made the movie is in itself a sign of a new era in sophisticated, expensive, modern campaigning and messaging. The Citizens United ruling paved the way for the rise of super PACs and so-called social welfare groups like the Illinois Policy Institute's advocacy wing, and they've both steadily proliferated. Now, Citizens Action is shorthand for the U.S. Supreme Court decision that lifted restrictions on what businesses and unions could spend on campaigns, but the case stems from a nonprofit corporation, Citizens United, that showed its 90-minute anti-Hillary Clinton documentary in theaters back in 2008 and then wanted to make it available in voters' homes as a video on demand. That's what led to the lawsuit. Rasmussen says she believes this is the first time something along those lines has been done on the state level. Already, she says, people are pitching ideas for future documentaries. I'm Amanda Vinicky.